Hello? Hi, this is Pastor Hiroshi. Today I cannot preach on the pulpit, but I recorded this message in an office. I hope you enjoy this message, and also you could realize the truth of the kingdom of God. Today is the Palm Sunday, as you know. Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem on a donkey, and the people welcomed. The people of Jerusalem welcomed him. Today I'd like to share this message from that text, and also I'd like to show you how does God use us. And the title is, I Wish I Was a Donkey. So let me read the text, Matthew chapter 21, 1 to 9. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, let him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Amen. From this text, we'd like to learn, how does God use us? Number one, God uses us on His timing. God has own clock, watch, that is totally different from our watch, our clock, our timing. Because God created the time itself, and God knows from the beginning to the end. We do not know. Jesus used a young donkey, probably very young, because the donkey was with his mother or her mother. From this text itself, we cannot find out this donkey is male or female. However, we can tell this donkey is very young. But Jesus used that young donkey because he or she, I would say he, was young. Because as Matthew mentioned in the text, Jesus had to ride on a donkey, not a colt, not an adult donkey or adult horse or other animals. Since Jesus used a rode on a donkey, the people realized that Jesus of Nazareth was the Messiah because Zechariah, the prophet of Old Testament, prophesied. So God used the donkey because he was young. But nobody expected, nobody knew this young donkey was used for the vehicle of Messiah. But God has his own time in his hand. Ecclesiastes 3:1 said, "There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven." There is a time for everything. God has watch on his hand, and we don't know when. God used young David to defeat Goliath, but God used Moses, not he was young. God did not use young Moses, but God uses Moses when Moses became 80 years old. Nobody knows at that time. God started using them. God has own reason. Sometimes we do not know the reason itself. But this donkey was used, but Jesus did not use his mother with him. Adult, but Jesus used the small one, younger one. So God has own timing. We cannot say, God does not use me, I'm young, I'm too young, or I'm too old, or I'm middle-aged. This timing, today, tomorrow, we don't know. But God knows. God has his own timing. And God uses us on the best timing, on the right time. Number two, how does God use us? According to God's way, not our way. God has his own way. As I mentioned, probably the disciples, they asked to go or to get the donkey by Jesus, but they did not know why this young donkey, we have to bring them to Jesus. They did not know. However, when Jesus marched into Jerusalem, everybody saw that picture. Everybody saw the Jesus of Nazareth entered into Jerusalem on a donkey. They realize he is Messiah. He was Messiah because the prophet Zechariah prophesied. If, of course, Jesus came to Jerusalem many times, He walked in Jerusalem many times, but on this very moment, on this very day, the Palm Sunday, a week before he was crucified, he manifested, he showed he's a Messiah. He's a Messiah according to the Old Testament. The whole Bible tells that. The whole Bible promised it. This is very important day. Before that, Jesus did not show them he was a Messiah. Disciples asked him, "Are you the Messiah?" Jesus did not tell them, nor he asked them. But on this very day, this Palm Sunday, he showed, "I am the Messiah." But how? How did he show? Did he rode on a horse and marched into Jerusalem like the Romans, like invaders, like intruders? Did he use the camel, like the caravans, like merchants, to come to business? No. He used a donkey because nobody used donkey, young donkey, to get in Jerusalem. It's not an easy job. Not for a donkey, but for the people on the donkey. It's not stable because weak. It's not grown up enough to carry the person, and an adult man. So imagine that. Young donkey. Get in. It's not the straight way. There are many steps. Most of the steps and the rock narrow. And Jesus was a big guy. The donkey, a very tough job for him. So if any other person did it, I think the people were laughing. Yeah. Look at them, look at her. What are they doing? But the people knew Jesus, and he was getting into Jerusalem with this donkey, small donkey. Their eyes are open. They realize, oh my gosh, this is the guy. Final answer. This donkey was used to fulfill the prophet and to show that Jesus was the promised Messiah. That's why a very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna to the Son of David!" The Son of David means Messiah. This small animal, to show this guy on this small animal is the Messiah. What a way, what a miraculous, amazing way to show God's truth to the people. So God has own way to use us. Sometimes we don't know, because his brain, his idea, is too much higher than us, we cannot reach, we cannot realize. So number three, how does God use us? It's God's call. God calls us to use. This is very important truth of the Bible. Jesus called the disciples, called the fishermen to become the fishers of men. Called the tax collectors become his disciples. Jesus called them and they responded. The Bible recorded all of these person who responded his call, but also the Bible tells somebody could not respond. Like somebody, Jesus said, "Follow me," and they said, "I want to bury my father. I want to finish my job." They could not respond it. So God does not make us, does not push us to do something. God does not use us like slaves, like servants. God calls us like friends. So in this story too, disciples were sent to bring the donkey. And Jesus said, if anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them. Lord needs them. Of course, donkey could not do anything. They just tied or untied. But the owner of the donkey, who has the right to untie or let the donkeys use them. So actually, not the donkey, but the owner responded the call. But the owner responded the call of Jesus. And Jesus said, the Lord needs them. So the owner untied the donkey and the colt and let them go. John 15:16, Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I choose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit. God chose us. God chooses you and call you. But God does not ignore our will, our thinking, our decision, but just call us. Why don't you join me? Why don't you follow me? Follow me. That's what Jesus said. And Jesus said to you, I need you. The Bible says the Lord needs them. God always tells us, I need you. Do you think God really needs us? I don't think so. God can do anything by himself. God does not need anything. God can create with one word. But God said, I need you.
Why?
But because God loves us. Because God created us. Because God wants us to bear fruit. That is the reason. The Bible said, appointed you to go and bear fruit. That is the joy of God. God wants to see us to bear fruit. God called us that we go out and bear fruit. That's why God created us. God can do anything by himself. So actually we do not help. We do not help him. God does not need our help. But God said to me, I need you. With his love, with his endurance. Because God wants to grow, wants us to bear fruit. So when you hear his call, what should you do? When you hear the call from God, what do you do? Well, I have to think about this, I do this job, I have this problems, I need time. Is that it, the correct attitude when you hear the call? What the Bible said. Jesus said, if anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them and he will send them right away. He will send them right away. When you hear the Lord needs them, you have to go right away. You have to respond right away. So today we learned how does God use us from the text of the Palm Sunday. Number one, God's timing. God has own time. God appointed us exactly when he needs us. Number two, God's way. God uses us according to his way, not our way. Number three, God's call. When he wants to use us, he calls us. When you hear the call, when we hear the call, we respond right away. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Today, Jesus marched into Jerusalem on a donkey, not to rule us, not to invade us, not to break us, but to become our friends, but to be a savior, a redeemer of us. He's a gentle savior. But the people welcomed Jesus. They crucified him a week after. Lord, thank you for the cross. Thank you for the victim. Thank you for your love. Lord, today we learn from the donkey. Is it young? did not know anything, but God used that donkey, particular that time, to show your will, to show the fulfillment of the prophet. Lord, we don't know your time. We don't know when you use us, when is your time. But Lord, you use us according to your way. That's the way to show your glory, not our glory. Lord, when we hear your call, let us respond right away, like a donkey. I wish I was a donkey. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening my sermon, that all for today. So we see you next week. But one very important information. Next week is the Easter Sunday. This Friday is a Good Friday. So especially this week is very, very important week. So we read the Bibles about the crucifixion, about the last week, and we also get together with the joy of resurrection next Sunday. So see you next Sunday. Bye.